You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now on Your Move, KMUW commentator Sam McConnell says one game that stood the test of time is a wonderfully rich experience, despite a few shortcomings.
Final Fantasy VII is an all-time favorite game of mine. In the 22 years since it was released for the original PlayStation, it's been released on several other platforms. Last week, it came out on the Nintendo Switch and Xbox One, so I decided to go back and play it again. Final Fantasy VII is not a particularly good-looking game. In fact, its visuals have aged pretty horribly. The later Final Fantasy games on the PlayStation look significantly better. But as an early PlayStation game, the game developer Square was still figuring out how to do 3D animation, and the primitive graphics do a lot to focus the player on the story. The game is massive. A regular playthrough can take about 40 hours. On its surface, it looks like a typical good versus evil story, with the evil being a soulless corporation. But as the game unfolds, it has time to develop all of its characters, even the antagonists. Characters deal with terrorism, loss, mental illness, family issues, trauma, and abuse, all while carrying the burden of saving the world. If you ask the game's developers what the theme is, they'd say it's simply life. And it's true, the game deals with life and death on an individual scale and all the way up to the life of the planet itself. Throughout, it deals with some pretty heavy environmental themes that are probably more relevant now than they even were two decades ago. Most of these went over my very young head when I played the game back then, but they almost certainly played a factor in forming how I think about how we treat our own planet today. I've played through Final Fantasy VII nearly a dozen times, and I learn new things about it, or from it, every time. For KMUW, I'm Sam McConnell.